Wild Women of Planet Wongo, the immersive musical sci-fi spoof, now playing at Chicago Chopin Theater. The Huffington Post called this New York hit up close and full frontal fun. Book your trip to Planet Wongo today at planetwongo.com.
Let's get in the mailbag this week. Hey, Critical Hit, says Eric, longtime listener, part-time social fan here. on the last mailbag, guys, you did... one of the fans wrote in and talked about the theory they had about certain people playing certain types of characters in RPGs. This is incredibly true, and a keen eye and curious mind can take it further. I've long held the belief that you can tell a lot about a player, not only by what they play, but how they play it. I've tried this theory out with my gaming members before with incredible and sometimes horrifying success. When I first started testing the theory, my friends really enjoyed it, but as I got better at it, sometimes I'd reveal truths about people they tried hard to hide. Though it did cause a few fights, more often than not, the person would admit it's true. I brought this up on Reddit once and even had someone ask me if I could try it on them. I had never tried before with someone I hadn't game with, but I figured I'd give it a try. Though there were some places I was wrong on, they were surprised at how accurate that was for me. Any of you guys up for that? No,
nope.
Not.
Nope.
Brian, you want a psych profile run on you?
No, thanks.
If people are looking for character sheets, I mean, it is there on, again, on our Patreon page and our VIP site, so people can get those and, I guess, figure out whatever they want.
It also, I mean, there's a lot of collaboration with any of these characters, too. I mean, sure. To say that any of the characters that I've played in Critical Hit is all about me... is absolutely not true, because so much of what those characters are and become are the other players and whoever is running the game. So I don't know. I suppose that could be an indicator that I'm easily manipulated by large groups of people. Who knows?
Probably. I think there's definitely something to what Matthew's got there, which is that he's easily manipulated. No, which is that Critical Hit is very collaborative. And also I'm a very hands-on game master. If you went in and said, well, Matthew's played, you know, X many characters on Critical Hit, you know, so many of them are like big burly guys that hit people with some sort of weapon, it's like you have to discount the fact that, you know, it's like in fourth edition you always need a tank, and because, you know, we didn't do a huge swap of everybody, that's always put Matthew in the tank position. Oh. So you can't really say, it's like, ah, well, this is Matthew playing to form with Sakaar after Torg. It's like, we still needed a defender. So right. Matthew had to take what he wanted to play and, like, squeeze it into a defender role. So it can get a little difficult, especially because a lot of the time, you know, I definitely have my fingers in the characters where I'm like, here's like some options that you may not have considered because they tie into the game, and they might not be immediately evident when you sit down to analyze a character sheet or even the way the character acts.
Absolutely. And if you look at characters, you know, that I have played, I would say the Jetstar is probably 60% me and 40% the collaboration of the team. I would say Alder is at least 50% Sam, possibly more than 50% Sam. Yeah, because, I mean, there was a lot of work put into that. And even, you know, a character like Burai that Rob and I sat down and I said, here's this crazy, stupid junk I want to do. That's, you know, there's a good 30% Rob in that breakdown, because he's like, okay, here's what you can get away with in my game and here's what will work structurally. And that's what it is. So. I don't know. Maybe I'm just easily manipulated.
No.
Any other thoughts, reactions, Rob or Sam or Brian?
I mean, there are definitely some people that I game with regularly that have themes or philosophies or character traits that move across all of their characters. You know, then there's also always a challenge to try to play against type to break that up. Like if you tend to play big guys with swords or guys that are very philosophical or cunning or something, going and doing something totally different just to show you can.
And as a game master, I often actively try to break players out of their comfort zones. Just, you know, when somebody pitches me their third sniper that I've seen, I'm like, maybe not this time. Maybe try something that goes up close or something that's, you know, not even that fighty or whatever, depending on what the game calls for.
Listeners, if you have questions, comments, whatever, podcast at majorspoilers.com. And listen, maybe we haven't been pushing this or talking about it enough on this show for you to get out there and check it out. But we do have a Patreon page at patreon.com/majorspoilers. And for shows like Critical Hit, your support is necessary. It's vital to keep shows like this going. So I know we have tens of thousands of listeners out there. And what I'm asking you to do is head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers right now and check out and see what we're doing and what we're trying to do to make Major Spoilers grow, which in return generates more stuff for you. And I think for fans of Critical Hit, Matthew, there's a lot of reasons why you might want to become a $5, $10, $15, or $25 a month member, because you get a lot of bonuses and perks as well.
That's true. You get access to the character sheets.
Mm-hmm.
You get access to exclusive art. You get access to behind the scenes information. And if we get to that level, Stephen, I have heard rumors that people will be able to get their Critical Hit early.
Yeah. If you don't want to listen to an ad in front of Critical Hit, if you want it ad free, then one of our upcoming goals, or a goal that we may have passed depending on when you're listening to this. Hello, future people. Still, there's another goal that we're always trying to reach. Please hit it. But yes, you will have access when you become a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. You get access to a secret RSS feed that you can just copy. It's an audio RSS feed. You just copy the link and you put it into your podcast player of choice. And anytime we release something at that level, you will get it, including Critical Hit, a week earlier than everyone else. So there are people right now who could potentially be listening to next week's episode of Critical Hit right now, and it's ad-free. What are you waiting for, listeners? Do us a favor. Help us out by helping yourself out by going over to patreon.com/majorspoilers and signing up today. Thanks so much for checking us out this week. Now, here is your episode. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading and checking us out this week. Yeah.
You okay, Steven?
Yeah, it's just, you know, sometimes you get ready to record a show and then you look at your notes from last time.
Oh, Critical Hit!
And then you're like, oh boy, we're in for some trouble.
Mm.
So here we go.
Notes?
How about you just take us forward, please?
Well, let's go ahead and go through those notes. What has been happening
on Critical?
We have been trying to figure out which gods we're going to go visit next.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some information on a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Including Uranko, Ulridan, the Bronze Prince and his broken sword.
Mm-hmm.
Rafaga.
Zarecha, Murag, Mesko.
Gama.
Gama, down. Rafaga. Malgubliat. Fiend.
So yeah, that's what I have in my notes.
Okay. Had you guys narrowed it down a little bit more, at least as to where your next place is going to be?
The next course of action was going to meet not Techie. I cannot remember his actual name.
I've got it written down. Aluche. Okay.
Yeah, we were going to go find out some information about the Toad's Boardwalk or something.
Theoretically, yeah. And we were going to meet Aluche where?
It was a place.
Battle King Island.
That is correct.
Yes.
You okay there, Rob?
It was a place.
Oh, okay.
It is, in fact, a place. Do you remember what his handle is while he's there?
Oh, man, I do not.
Ask for Raldo.
Wait, his name is Ask for Raldo, or we need to ask for Raldo?
No, we're supposed to ask for Raldo with like Waldo, but with an R.
Mm.
So find the dude in stripes. Got it.
You don't get
I
to
was
bad mouth
really thinking that joke before she actually even mentioned Waldo. So
just don't get Odlor instead.
What?
It's evil Waldo.
The dude in the yellow and black.
Yes.
Why do
Come
I
on, Matthew,
have
keep
a
up with the references.
By Super Mario standards, would evil Waldo be Wah Waldo? Okay, sorry.
I'm serious too.
I am, in fact, serious as well. So, were you guys just planning on going there and then coming back, or did you have another place in mind?
We had talked about going to talk to, I believe, the Bronze Prince.
Yeah.
If that would have been our plan right before we got the sending from Aluche, because we wanted to try to talk to him about possibly getting a new sword to make a alliance with. Also, we knew that Loth had been sending some people to go see him, so we wanted to try to head that off.
Right. But we decided not to go visit Ulradan first before seeing the Bronze
Right,
Prince.
Because we wanted to get him, because he's going to want to make a cool weapon,
right?
And we needed to find someone who would be willing to wield it. So the idea was go to Bronze Prince, say, hey, you've got a broken weapon, want a cool weapon, let's go talk to Ulradan, see if he can forge one for you.
Right.
But then we got the sending and figured, well, we might as well take a quick detour to see if we can get something useful there to possibly go see Gamma, because he was also pretty high on our list, because we figured we'd have a lot to talk to a gambler about.
All right. That sound right to everybody?
Yeah,
sounds right to me.
It's where I remember being.
Okay.
And for our listeners who are screaming, dudes, it was just last week. No, actually, it was like 3 weeks ago for us.
Yes.
Or more.
It's been a while. We do have a tendency to do that.
Yeah. Yes. You can tell when it has been only a week or when it happened earlier in the session by my level of
forgiveness.
Yes. Annoyance. Yes,
that's exactly right. Yeah. Where I'm like, okay, did you guys remember there was something else? Means it probably happened a month ago. Like, if you don't hear me at all and you hear everybody starting to sweat through their headsets, that means that it happened earlier in the session.
That happened 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
Exactly. Scrappy-doo.
And it's like, you guys were paying attention to me.
Yep.
Honestly, I feel like we're better remembering stuff that happened 3 weeks ago than 5 minutes ago half the time anyways.
Well, yeah, you think that, but it's not true.
Yeah. All right. So, was there anything else? Any irons in the fire?
Yes and no. A whole bunch of magical materials arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't think we made anything from them.
Nope. I say the only thing we ever even came close to deciding on was a belt for Sakaar.
We talked about a belt.
It's like a pretty low value belt. So I'd say we just keep hoarding for now.
Hmm. I mean, if I have the materials with me and if we got an hour, well, no, because it's a pretty instantaneous jump. No, okay.
Well, okay, drive for 30 minutes, warp from there, and then drive 30 minutes back.
I don't think we want to do that.
Yeah, it's not quite 30 minutes to get to a warp, like to warping distance. But I mean, it's, you know, there's bound to be downtime.
Yeah.
If you guys don't have to slow down right now, there's really no reason to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys are then preparing to head out to Battle King mm-hmm. Island.
Yep.
All right. Anybody who has switches and toggles on their character sheet want to tell me what they're switching to?
Oh,
I'm in form of the stabby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who wants? Well, it hasn't really been a day.
Yeah. Has it been a day? Sure it has.
Yeah. We long rested, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you guys have had a long rest.
I will go ahead and switch over to ice powers.
Okay.
I will be on King Eladir and Cronata.
Who wants a floating plus one?
Plus one to what?
I will bless your stick.
Yay, the twig is blessed.
Only not blessing because not divine, but you get me.
All right. And given my choice between a sword, or a sword, I'm going to take a sword, and then my offhand will be another sword.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. What do you guys do before or as you head out or before you head out?
I guess check in with Sarza one more time. Let her give her an update on our plans.
Okay. Go in. She's in her office. So what's the latest?
I got a sending from a contact who says he wants to help, who's on Battle King Island, and says he's got some information on the Toad's Boardwalk he can share.
Do you trust this contact?
Iffy. I think he's technically a disciple of Grumsh, but I don't think he actually cares about Grumsh. I think he mostly cares about time not ending. So in that regard, he might be on our side.
Even if he was under Grumsh's sway, that basically puts him on our side.
Yes. So I find it unlikely he's allied with Asmodeus's faction.
All right. Well, be careful. And then yes. After that, you're going to head to the Hexagon Towers?
Depending on our information, yes, that's the idea. We'll either go to the Toad's Boardwalk if that lead looks fruitful, or we'll go try to head off Loth's forces at the Hexagon Towers.
All right. Just let me know which way you decide to go.
Yeah, we'll be sure to send you a message as soon as we have more information.
All right. Watch out for spiders.
Yeah. It's really obnoxious that they keep showing up.
She goes back to some paperwork.
You guys ready to go?
Yep, I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So you guys get on the ship. Everything's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
The captain comes down. He's like, all right, where are we heading?
Battle King Island.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give me a moment to get my charts together, and then we'll head out.
Why is it called that?
I think it's like a coliseum of some kind. So I don't think there is a Battle King. I think you go to that island to try and become the Battle King.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, sounds like a place that Gamma might be interested in. If there's fighting, there's almost assuredly betting.
Mm-hmm. So he goes back up to his back up to the helm, and after a few minutes, the ship starts moving, and then the ship goes out of the harbor and out into the astral sea proper. The super solenoid activates, and you see a pink energy ring and a green energy ring. You go through it, and you find yourselves elsewhere in the astral sea. And off in the distance, you see an island that is illuminated by a pretty light, as in like a pretty weak star, but it's daylight now, so you can barely see it at all, despite the fact that it's directly above the island.
Is there like a obvious docking point?
So as you approach, the captain will slow down, and he'll say, I don't really trust this place. I don't know that we want to get the Tsarina docked here. Why don't you all take the whatever Pistonella called it?
Sounds good. How do we let you know when we're ready for pickup?
That's a good question. I suppose you can send me a sending, or we'll just be here. You should be able to just take back and.
All right. Sounds good.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be on the lookout for pirates.
We will. So you guys go down to the hold. And sitting there, sort of secured by a lot of straps and other things, is some sort of craft. You guys start removing the restraints and all the other things, you see that... on the side, it says Transporter Buoy Mark 1. This is a pretty strange sort of circular craft. You guys know when, like in some like water-based amusement parks, they have a ride that's like a tire. And it's kind of like, it's like a lazy river, except it's like, a tire that like your whole family can sit in like actual seats and stuff. That is actually what this looks like. It's a big rubbery donut, black, and there are a bunch of seats inside. You can probably comfortably sit about 8 people in it. More if you squeezed, 5 people in some cargo, whatever. There is a central column. And which has a pretty long antenna type thing coming out of it. And then built into the central column is this a little shaft that comes out and has a very kind of to us, outside of the game would be a very mundane looking steering wheel. Just kind of 3 prongs, tied to or attached to a ring. That is also covered in a rubbery, grippy substance. Also here, there is a ninja sitting on it or in it.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you supposed to be coming with us?
Yes, I'm supposed to be dropped off here.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Do you have a name?
Yes, you can call me Falcon.
All right, Falcon. You can call me Agent 222.
He like pulls out a little notepad and like writes it down.
I give him a wink and a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Anyone know how to work this thing?
I could probably... get us going.
All right. So does it launch from down here or do we have to carry it upstairs?
No, they can open the cargo hold.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can launch it from here.
Just fire it out like a cannon. That's what we need to do.
We've done that before. It, I guess it ended okay.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
It was definitely successful? Yes, definitely. Like the critical hit is like, we've done that before. It went medium.
It went.
Yep.
We did not all die.
Yep.
So we pile in and we launch.
Yeah.
Okay. Randus is driving?
Yes.
All right.
Is there one wheel or is it like a central wheel that we all grab a hold of?
No. So it's like a big wheel. You'll sit inside the wheel. Oh, I mean, you mean to steer. No, it's not like the teacup ride.
I want to spin faster.
I made the carnival association earlier, so that's a fair question. No, it just has a steering wheel and one person drives.
Okay.
So Randus activates the thing and it begins to hover, maybe a half a foot above the ground. It does not seem to be floating in a super stable way. It kind of like wobbles back and forth pretty much immediately.
Am I saying anything that for stabilizers or anything?
Not really. It's possible that it's something you're doing with the steering wheel. It's also possible that the way that you're sitting impacts it. It's also possible that it's not meant to be above a flat surface.
All right, I'll try to pull us out and see how it handles in the sea.
All right. Well, it's kind of a learning curve, because this thing doesn't really seem to care which way you're facing. It has kind of like an absolute direction kind of thing, which makes it difficult because you're like, okay, I'm facing that way. I want to turn. But so like it'll like turn in the opposite direction, or it won't turn. It'll actually just start going in that direction. So you guys definitely bump the sides of the hold a couple times before you're actually down the ramp and out into the astral sea. When this thing makes it to the sea, to the astral sea, and glides above it, it creates this sort of ring of like non-Newtonian fluidity around you, just kind of these like waves and sort of droplets that float out of the sea momentarily before dropping back in. But definitely once you are above the astral sea, it seems to be a little bit more stable, although it retains the difficulty of driving. So Randa's definitely, as you guys try to head for the island, there's definitely a moment where like Randa's is like not facing forward. He's kind of like, it's like the thing seems to, if you base yourself off of Randus, the thing is moving sideways, but it is going in the direction that Randus wants it to go.
So, I got it.
Yep, it'll do. By the time you get to the shore, Randus seems to have the hang of it.
All right.
Good job, Randus.
Nice. Okay, I guess we're here. Is there anything? Let's see. Somewhere we can tie this up?
There really doesn't seem to be. This is a beach. Yeah. But you're pretty sure you can like pop out the steering wheel.
Okay. I guess we'll take this with us.
All right. Put it in your handy haversack.
Okay.
Don't forget it's there, and don't forget where we parked.
Okay. Kind of.
C-13.
Work the opening of the sack around the wheel.
Yep.
Is there a way to, like, I don't know, hide it a little bit?
The craft?
Yeah. Not really. This is just kind of a big open beach.
I mean, it's not so light that someone could just, like, come and walk off.
It's not light at all. No, okay. It's actually really heavy.
It's not like someone's just going to come and take our canoe.
Yeah, it's not that they're going to like flip it on its side and roll it away. I mean, potentially something could. There are very strong things around, but you know, it's not going to be easy.
We did just meet Cord after all.
Yep.
Well, if a god wants to take it, I don't think we'd be able to stop it.
I don't know. You guys are epic level.
That's true.
At least make it tough on them. So, Battle King Island is... when you hear the phrase Battle King Island, it might bring up ideas of, obviously, royalty, of great battles, of a... a place of danger and excitement, none of which are fulfilled by the actual appearance of Battle King Island.
Oh, man.
It is a place that appears to be very sandy, very dirty. There appear to be, sort of as the beach slopes up, there do appear to be multiple coliseums here, but all of them appear to be in just the bare minimum amount of repair. There are people around here, humans, Kenku, Minotaurs, Dragonborn. They all look pretty shady. A lot of them are drunk. They're just kind of they're just like wandering around, or they seem to be heading in one direction or another. You know, there are people in this beach, but nobody really seems to pay attention except for a guy who is at a small stand, who appears to be selling food. This is a like a yellow-skinned dragonborn who has some like food in bowls that he seems to be preparing.
And he seems to be paying attention to us.
Yeah, when you guys come in, he looks over at you, and if any of you make eye contact, he like holds up a bowl.
I'll walk over.
Okay.
What are you serving?
Hello. We're serving Crazen Cross over here.
Like crayfish and crawfish?
Yeah. You got it. You're like a local.
Those the same
I thought
thing?
They're the same thing.
Maybe you're not a local.
Sure. I'll take a bowl.
All right. That'll be one silver.
Hand him a silver. I'm actually looking for a friend of mine by the name of Raldo, if he's seen him.
Oh, I know old Raldo.
Know where I could find him?
Yeah, he's been taking them for all they're worth over at the Midnight Salamander. You know, the inn that's up that way.
Sounds like him.
Yeah, you can probably find him there this time of day. Hey, tell him the old Cray and Craw guy sent you, huh?
All right. Will do. Thanks for the shellfish.
No problem. You have yourself a good day. Oh, one thing. If you haven't been here before, avoid the north side of the island.
What's
on
the north side of the island?
Sometimes they let the jaguar lizards out that way.
Jaguar lizards? Oh. What are they for?
Oh, for the games. Hey, you know what?
What?
That guy over there, he points at Sakaar. You look pretty burly. I bet you'd make a good jaguar lizard wrestler.
I imagine I might.
And he points at Kat and he's like, hey, that guy looks pretty hardy. I bet some people would pay to watch you run away from a jaguar lizard.
I'm more likely to be the person paying to see that.
Oh, high roller, huh? Well, between you and me, here you can pay to watch people being chased by jaguar lizards.
Really?
If that's your thing. Yeah, you can bet on whether the person makes it all the way or gets eaten by the jaguar lizard.
What else do they have fight in the arena besides jaguar lizards?
Oh, you know, there's all kinds of gladiatorial stuff, chariot races. Dart competitions. We do have a singing competition, but that one's not as popular. Not a lot of good singers come by here.
Any big events coming up?
Yeah, we do have a big race coming up.
When's that?
Should start tomorrow morning.
Chariots?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thanks for the tip.
No problem.
I will start heading towards the inn he indicated and sniff at my bowl of shellfish to see if it seems any good.
I mean, it's cooked.
Well, boy.
You know, it does actually seem like just weirdly really bland. Like there might be some pepper in there or something akin to pepper, but it is just a bunch of boiled small lobster type things.
Yeah.
Boiled small lobsters.
Are you going to eat
unless
that?
They are doused in sauce, those are not worth the effort.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say that out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Orm reaches into his robe and pulls out a little vial. Here, try this.
It's not your hair gel, is it?
No.
No, this is the special spicy hair gel.
Help it go down smooth.
She'll open the bottle and sniff it.
Oh, it smells like every hot spice that you've ever tasted.
You just carry around hot sauce?
You don't?
Fair enough. I guess I really should consider alternate uses to bags of holding besides carrying around mysterious eggs. Well, thank you.
Don't put a lot on. Just a little dab will do you.
I will spice my seafood.
Okay.
It's nice of you to share that, Master Rivendor, and otherwise you'd be shellfish.
No, I'd still be an Eladrin.
You can go wait in the boat.
Fine, you fight the jaguar lizards.
So I'm guessing they're spotted?
The lizards or the jaguars?
Yes. Spotted lizards.
Right? Question for the game master.
Yep.
I look around. Where has our secret ninja man gone?
He's gone.
That's what I thought.
He's a secret ninja, man. He's so good he can hide in his own shadow. Probably making Sparkle mad with how well he disappears.
Not necessarily.
She knows where he is.
If I cared, I probably would.
Ooh, sick burn on the ninja that can't retort.
I mean, I just assume he's not a level 21 ninja, so.
Yeah.
Because at that point, he literally can hide in his own shadow.
All right, so you guys travel down the beach for a while, make your way up, and then find a little inn. It is a wooden building. There's at least one drunk sitting up against the wall. And other than that, seems to be pretty quiet.
Cool. Walk in.
Okay. You walk in, and there is a, to your left, there is the bar. And then to your right, there is a common area, or basically a dining area, and then a set of stairs that leads up. But in the dining area, you recognize your contact, who is a Kenku with green feathers. He is looking through some what appear to be like little ballot type things, and he seems to be like organizing them.
I will pull up a chair at his table.
Okay. Hey, I didn't expect you to get here so quickly.
Yeah, we were already en route when we got your message.
That's good to know. Good to know. You wouldn't mind letting me in on what exactly it is that you guys have been up to.
Well, trying to prevent time from collapsing.
I guess that's fair. How are you going about doing that?
We're trying to fix the treaty.
Oh, wow. You have your work cut out for you.
That we do.
All right, well, I'm not exactly sure if this will help you or not, but I've been asking around in less than reputable circles, and I've got some information about the Toad's Boardwalk.
What about it?
So, from what I understand, do the rest of you guys sit at the table as well?
Yeah, yes. I'll kind of stand.
Yeah, I'll sit.
We hover about.
Like, if you stand, do you stand at the table, or are you just like wandering around?
No, I'm standing there, kind of listening, but kind of hovering, okay. Kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
The chairs don't look comfortable.
A chair slides out close to Orym.
Hmm.
He, you know, clearly just like pushed it with his feet.
Oh, okay. Phew. All right, I'll sit down.
I mean, you know this guy is magic as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I'll go ahead and sit down.
He's like, sit down, you look like a cop.
All right.
All right.
I learned from the best.
Cleanses it, Kit.
In the Toad's Boardwalk, there is a hotel of sorts called Grandma's Tea House. And the house has come into possession of an item which might be of great interest to that fire god Rafaga.
What's the item?
Her head.
Rafaga's head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How's she been operating without... So she's awake, but she doesn't have her head?
That is what I have heard.
It's awkward.
I question.
Interesting.
How a god exists is not worth it.
That's fair. Do you have any inkling of what Grandma's Tea House might want to trade for said head?
I don't think they're going to want to trade.
More of a go in and seize it?
Well, there's always that option, but I would be careful about that. Not having a lot of intel, obviously, you'd want to get some of that. The other option is you could try to win it, but you know what they say about the house?
It always wins. And so by hotel, you mean also a casino?
That is correct.
How closely tied to Gamma is this tea house?
I don't know. I don't think it is directly tied to him. I think he's a pretty lax guy as long as whatever tax he asks for gets paid.
How'd you get this intel?
I've been collecting some of my winnings and some people can't pay. So I've accepted information here and there, and this is one that's come up twice from let's say creatures that are somewhat tied to Gamma. So
how public is this knowledge?
I don't think it's very public. This is kind of a gambler secret.
Why share this with me?
Well, two reasons. One, I feel bad about how things went between us. And two, I don't want to run out of funds. So the first one's free, and I'm willing to get more information for you. I suppose this is a reverse job interview.
Do you have what's your fee?
I think that we are way past money in general, as far as these things. Certainly, I will consider any sort of strange artifacts that you all come across. I will also consider just information in exchange. But we can talk about any given thing. If I have information that you care about, you can buy it off of me. If I come to you with something and it doesn't float your boat, no harm done. I can always find other buyers for it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I would like you to not sell information to associates of Asmodeus.
Well, that might be tough.
Yeah.
Seeing as how no one ever really knows who's an associate of Asmodeus. Well, sometimes you do know.
Could we really afford to keep him on retainer?
Yeah, that I suppose we could do that. If you could, I suppose, buy my exclusive services. I mean, as a professional courtesy, I'll tell you that I won't go to directly to the Church of Asmodeus and tell them anything. Mm-hmm. But again, I can't know, right?
Right. And also, he's allied with Lolf, so then you've got that whole complication too.
Right.
She's got a clearly pretty elaborate intelligence network.
Right. So I suppose we could talk about just me working for you exclusively for some fairly large quantity of money. Or you can just buy individual pieces of information from me, and I'll just tell you that I'm definitely not going to try to actively screw you over.
Yeah, I guess we'll probably have to go with the trusting you on actively not screwing us over for now, since resources are something of an issue.
Sure. I'm always willing to renegotiate.
Great. How have the games been?
Pretty lucrative.
Got money on this big chariot race tomorrow?
Yeah, but I'm working kind of a long thing, so I'm going to lose.
Interesting. What brought you here in the first place?
Well, I was chasing down a lead that ended up being here, and this gross little island is kind of a haven for people that don't want to be found. So I just keep stumbling on more and more information. I'm sure eventually it'll run out, but for now, there's lots to do here and lots to hear.
Have you heard any more from Grumsh about where he stands on things?
No. There's been no real communication that I can tell, but I haven't been back to HQ, as it were, since the breaking of the treaty, so I'm not really sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the tip, and I'd say keep in touch.
Just for our referential purposes, what would you consider to be a large amount of money necessary to purchase your exclusive services?
I would say maybe 50,000 gold, and that would certainly cover us for some time, say 6 months.
She'll look at the rest of the party. It's like, what do you think?
I think I can consider it.
But if you have me on retainer like that, I will need to cover expenses because I'm not going to be pursuing other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have to send you an invoice for a ship, not a whole ship, but a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that.
Okay.
Who handles your finances?
I do.
Between Aurum and Sparkle.
We both have resources. He handles more of the creation of magical items, where I kind of handle something of the day to day.
All right, but I should be clear. I'm not going to take residuum or magical items.
Sure.
This would have to be gold.
I have the gold if you think it's worth it.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Still had a windfall from selling my old dagger.
Sidebar.
I've only got like 11,000 in gold. And I don't know what Ket keeps in his pockets.
Not much more than that.
My feeling is that we should probably see how this shakes out before considering.
All right. Fair enough. We'll see what his next tip is.
I do also feel like if he was going to betray us, he probably wouldn't do that for a while. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about him actively betraying us at this point. I think that I don't think this is some play to drain us of resources. I actually think that it's just a question of is how good he is and how risky it is to allow that resource to be potentially selling information to our enemies.
Parties. Yeah,
that's exactly. That is the question.
Thought as well, the 50K is not too much to ask just to make sure it doesn't go into someone else's hands that
fair enough.
Cause us problems down the line.
I would say maybe wait for now, see what kind of information he gives us later. Like I said, see if this one pans out before we start giving him big vials of gold.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Fair. Maybe we can see. Let's see if he's willing to not do anything until we contact him a second time.
Nah,
not do anything in what context? No,
he's going to keep making deals.
Yeah.
Until he has money in hand,
he's
most
an information
likely.
Broker here. I've got an idea. Mm-hmm. We could ask him if we could basically see if we could get like right of first
refusal.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
And break.
All right. Do you have a fee to get right of first refusal?
Tell you what, we can call that 10K for now, and that can factor in later. So if you decide to hire me for real, you'll only have to get me 40K.
Deal.
Extends his hand.
Shake his hand. Then count out a bunch of... I'll look around at this shady ass place. do you have a place that I can give you that amount of gold?
It's actually pretty empty here. Like, there's a of like passed out bums, but
those are the ones you have to watch out for. Are they really passed out?
That's no way to talk about Sakaar.
This guy's pretty good at this. He probably wouldn't be operating out of this place if he thought that the passed out bums were an actual passed out bums.
There you go.
Then I'll basically do some like bogey sleight of hand quick counting to give him a bag of sufficient like platinum.
You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Don't you listen to Kenny Rogers?
They're not gambling.
All
yes.
Right.
Yet.
Okay. Well, subtract that from your inventory, and he takes it.
Already
he doesn't
done.
Like count it or anything, and just puts it in his pocket. It's like, pleasure doing business with you. You guys sticking around for any of the events?
No, we're not. Kind of racing the lack of a clock.
Were you asking me something there, Mustache?
You seem to have an idea as to how the games are going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got no business here then.
All right, well, I'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Thanks for the tip.
No problem. And he goes back to his slips.
Cool. Think we'll head out.
Okay.
Well, well, well.
Mm.
That was an interesting change.
He is a likable young creature for someone who lies for a living.
Yeah, well, most people who lie for a living are also very good at being likable.
True.
Make our way back down towards the beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, so, your thing's still, your buoy's still there.
Hooray!
Is there any drunken people lying across it?
No, they've largely left it alone.
All right, shall we shove off then?
Yes.
Think so.
Okay, let's head out.
All right, you guys head out.
Do we need to worry about that ninja fellow?
No, that was the whole part of the plan. We're trying to seed agents of Soloth on various places that information might be gathered.
And so we are delivering and not retrieving.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent.
So this doesn't seem as particularly pressing, unlike the place where Loth's agents are actively going. So I'd say we check in with Sarza, let them know, see if we can do a little bit more research on, I don't know, how Gamma might have come across Rafaga's head. But continue on to the hexagon.
I agree.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Will we need to return, or could we simply communicate?
Yeah, we've got a
through the scrying pool.
Yeah, scrying pool.
Yep, exactly.
All right, you guys make it back to the ship and manage to park this thing without anybody falling off.
Yay.
Good job, Randus.
I had to do some work on this.
Someone should let the captain know where we're heading next, and let's get going.
Yeah. Yeah. So, tell Sarza first and.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll go. Let's go down to the scrying pool and let her know.
All right.
All right. Activate the scrying pool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you see Pixo there.
Oh, hi, Pixo.
Oh, hey, Orim.
Hey, is Sarza around?
Oh, yeah. I'll go get her. Everything okay?
Yeah. We just want to give her an update on our most recent encounter before we head off.
Oh, that's good. She likes updates, yep. I think. Yeah. Like, it's hard to tell. He goes off, and eventually Sarza comes into the frame.
Oh, hi, Sarza.
Hello, Orim.
Listen, we just met our contact at Battle King Island, and we found out something rather interesting that may be of use to us later on in dealings with Gamma and Rafaga.
Mm-hmm.
May involve a little bit of gambling, but maybe, do you think maybe you could have one of your research team, and this is all hush-hush, I mean like super hush-hush.
Right.
Can you find out how Rafaga may have lost her head?
Yeah, I'll get Barrett on that.
And what she might do to get it back? And why, if someone has it, if it gives them any additional powers or anything like that?
We'll look into it.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like next we're headed to the Hexagon Towers of the Bronze Prince. And we probably will run into a bunch of drow along the way.
Well, be careful.
Okay. We will. How are things with you?
Good. Nothing to report here. Been finding some additional personnel, so everything should be in order when you all return.
Excellent.
Let me know once you're done at the Hexagon Towers before you head back.
Okay.
Just in case there's anything else we need you to pick up.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have a good day.
You as well.
Orm turns off the scrying pool. Flips the little switch. Brump. Then go back up onto the deck.
Okay. So where are we heading?
The Hexagon Towers?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Captain sails away from Battle King Island. Then, when you're a safe distance away, activates the super solenoid. You guys go through the rings, and you pop out somewhere else.
I draw my swords.
Okay.
So we had been aware of, or we had made the captain aware of Lolth going at them, had we not?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we totally did.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing.
That
does
sound like
something
that we would miss.
Mm. Oh, something we should consider for the future is that when answering summons or going places where it could be clear that we've traveled very quickly, we should take some extra time so as not to tip our hand.
A valid point.
It was... Didn't think about it until Peaks... I don't know that he knows how fast we travel. I lied. I don't know that he'd figured this out. This is brand new technology, but we want to try to avoid putting more points of evidence out there in the world. Yeah.
He knows we have something spectacular.
It was sloppy. I'm just saying it so that you guys can remind me so that we can not make the mistake in the future.
That knowledge may actually be enough to keep him on retainer if this pans out at all.
Maybe. I mean, it also would be very valuable knowledge to sell.
All right. So as you guys pass through the rings, you find yourselves in a different place in the Astral Sea. Still daylight. You guys really did not spend very much time at the at Battle King Island. And off in the distance, you see an island that is illuminated by a very bright star, one that you can clearly see during the day. It is a reddish star that casts light down on the island. As you approach, you see that this island is very large. It's takes up a lot of the horizon, and jutting out of it are these really tall, enormous towers that appear to be made out of a single piece of, or each tower appears to be made out of a single piece of some white, rough mineral. It's like they're made out of salt or something like that. As you continue to get closer, you can see that the towers are, some of them appear to be buildings, and they have windows or balconies, and these are made out of they appear to be made out of bronze. Could be a different metal, but they look like bronze. Essentially, there's very complex filigree around them, creating a very stark contrast between what appears to be, rough stone or crystal towers. But then every visible entrance or window appears to be surrounded by intricate metalwork. As you approach the island, some kind of creature approaches your ship. It appears to be a spider.
Uh-oh.
It is probably about maybe 10 feet from its the tip of its abdomen to the other tip of its cephalothorax, I guess. has long, thick legs, is made out of metal, glows with an inner white radiance. And as it gets closer and closer to you, you realize that its joints don't touch, or at least they don't all touch. So, you know, a leg comes out of the body, and then where one of its joints would be, there's actually no contact. It's just floating there. And most of these joints do have some sort of like point of light at the center of them, kind of acting as though it were a joint, but there doesn't seem to be a physical connection. This thing is skimming the astral sea like a water skimmer kind of bug, kind of flexing its legs and, you know, flex its legs and shoot forward and then do it again and shoot forward again. And stops a fair distance away from the ship. And the captain kind of looks at you guys for like, whoa, what's happening here?
I don't know. Do we think this is some kind of thing that's meant to intercept anyone that's coming in here or just to send a message?
I would say yes to that. But the question is it a drow device, which is very typical, it could be, or is this something being sent out by the Bronze Prince, in which case that indicates the drow may have already landed and done what they need to do here, like securing the entire island?
Does it seem like it's about to do anything?
Well, it did stop, but you guys are still kind of moving towards it.
Shall we try to just circumvent it? See if it approaches us and attacks.
See if it allows us to pass.
Yeah, because if it's there just to report, it's already reported.
I suppose.
I guess worth a shot.
Try to steer around
it. Maybe we should approach it not in the Don's Arena.
Sure, a giant spider floating on the astral sea, and we're in a little donut boat. I don't think that's a good idea.
Fair enough.
I mean, Randus is good at driving the thing, but I mean, you know, docking and undocking.
Do you want to send like
strong points,
Guy or Shadow to go check it out?
I don't know. Last time Guy tried to scout something, he got obliterated.
The last couple of times he got obliterated, I want to say.
Yeah. Look,
if it tries to continue to intercept us, we can hail it. We don't have to fight it. I mean, we've got one of the finest diplomats that we've ever had in our party.
Yeah.
I would say thank you, but I know you're not talking about me.
Oh. Hello,
diplomatic specialty isn't really spiders. So, I mean,
so am I stirring around this then?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You guys like feel a tug as the ship changes direction. And this thing kicks it into gear and basically starts moving to intercept.
Mm.
Does it seem to have any weapons?
No, not visibly. It's just a giant robot magic spider.
So you know, hard to say. Any number of lasers could come out of any number of places.
Yeah, definitely nothing opens up and like a Gatling gun doesn't pop out of its thorax
or anything. So this isn't like a giant Johnny Quest spider or anything, is it?
Well, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I want a giant Gatling gun spider.
Don't ask for those things. Rodrigo will give them to us in the worst possible way. It's how we ended up with a friggin' swarm of roses.
All right, well, let's match course and see whether it wants to talk or it wants to try to shoot us out of the water.
All right, so what do you guys want to do?
Pull out my sword.
I think we're approaching it.
Okay.
Hail it.
Let's hail it.
All right.
And if that doesn't work, Orym can hail it.
As it as it approaches, because it moves faster than the ship, it shouts out, "Halt! You're entering the sovereign waters of the Hexagon Towers."
Say something.
We are here on a mission and wish to...
I said
make...
halt.
Okay. Halt. Halt the ship. Stop.
Yeah.
All right. The captain puts it in a full stop. And the ship coasts for a second and then stops. And the thing shouts up, "Prepare to be boarded."
Very well.
And then it just kind of hops onto the side of the ship and climbs up completely effortlessly. Clank, 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 clank. Yeah, this thing's really big.
How big are we talking?
Like, you know, about 10 feet radially.
So, like, if a horse were a spider.
If a horse were a spider.
Sweet.
Except, you know, a horse is only... yeah, it, you know, it's like a 10 by 10. It's like if four horses were a spider, kind of. So, yep, it is a big golden spider that glows with an inner white light.
So, like if a Ford F-150 were a spider.
No, it's like quite. It's probably more like if an unpainted Model T were a spider.
Yeah.
You know, but it was that was gold.
Got it.
Which is impossible because they only come in black.
Yes.
It's probably
Henry Ford said though. You could get it in any color you wanted. As long as it was black, yes.
It's always good when we take his bait like that. Okay. I'm serious, too.
Are you an agent of the Bronze Prince?
Yes. Please identify your vessel.
This is the Don Zarina.
I see. Who is your captain?
Gesture to the captain.
I would like to speak to your captain, please. The captain comes down. Walks up to the spider. They kind of look at each other for a little bit. The spider says, "What is your business here?" And the captain kind of looks back at the rest of you and then says, "We are trying to meet with the Bronze Prince." And the spider says, "Who do you represent?"
And the Rastel.
The captain looks back and says, "We are part of a coalition of gods, and we're in a diplomatic mission. And so I'm going to let the diplomats do the talking." And he kind of steps back and shoves Little Sparkle and Ket forward.
I was about to step in front if he didn't do that anyways.
Yeah, you don't drive boats with charisma.
Not so much.
Until we get to...
Yes, we are part of a diplomatic coalition attempting to negotiate a new treaty amongst the gods.
I see. And who does your coalition represent?
We are under the auspices of Arastel.
Arathis.
Arathis. Why did I say Arastel? That's the Pathfinder god. Sorry.
The spider looks at you and says, "I see. Well, we can sort this all out once you have docked. But in the future, you may want to call ahead."
We didn't know how. I'm sorry.
I see. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Also, if you are approached by a local vessel, I highly recommend that you hail it rather than try to move away from it.
We were uncertain if you were a local.
Yes.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Please follow me. And it just jumps down onto the astral sea and skims away.
Oh, boy.
Captain?
Yeah, the captain kicks it into gear.
Follow that spider. I think that's where we will end it this week. Nothing like a boat following a giant spider on the astral sea. I make sure we're staying in the right lanes and obeying all traffic laws, apparently. We'll be back next week with another exciting encounter. Who will we find or meet at the Hexagon Towers? You'll have to wait next time to find out on Critical Hit. In the meantime, do us a favor. Share this with your friends. Write some reviews on your favorite podcasting app. If you have any questions for a future mailbag segment, drop them in an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.